This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
The USA. Welcome back to another hour. What's on your mind? Seven past the hour, digging out from the can we call it a blizzard? I guess it wasn't technically a blizzard, right? There wasn't enough wind. Now the wind is here today, but it's a winter storm, and the travel conditions, while the snow has disappeared, have not really improved at all. They have opened I-29 South, Fargo to the South Dakota border. That's been reopened, but it's still no travel advised. The interstate is closed, however. 94, I should say, from border to border. So that continues closed, 94, yes. But 29 now reopened south of 94 all the way to the border. So latest there. But I'm looking at the road conditions map right now. Just it's all no travel advice. So roads are still a mess from that storm, and the winds are whipping around pretty good today. So just be careful if you're out there. Most folks around here are used to North Dakota winters. We understand. Minnesotans, same thing. South Dakotans, same thing. You all get it. So, let's welcome our next guest, our friend Grover Norquist, founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back. How are you?
I am doing very well. Better now that I'm talking with you.
Yes, likewise. So, a couple things to cover on the program with you today. First of all, the omnibus bill. I hate the term omnibus bill. We hear about them far too often. And it really is a meaningless term, but it's ugly. Tell us a little bit about what you know of this current bill that's being rammed through at the 11th hour here before the end of the year.
Well, it's just going to be full of some very important things, aid to Ukraine and defense issues. And therefore, conservatives and Republicans are interested in some of it. But then also it's chock full of stuff that welfare stuff that the left wants. You can keep that down to a dull roar. And we do have the ability to filibuster in the Senate. So we have some ability to stop it. In the House, there's next to no ability to stop it since the Democrats at present have a majority and they vote en bloc there. Going forward, if the Republicans hold together and say no to X, Y, and Z, they have the ability to stop a tax increase, for instance. Most of the Republicans have signed up the pledge that Americans for Tax Reform shares, saying we'll never vote for a tax increase. The Democrats know they can't get a tax increase. Since 1994, when 95% of Republicans in the House and Senate signed the pledge, there's been no tax increase as long as the Republicans had the House and the Senate, or the House or the Senate, either one will do. So they say no, and the Democrats get they don't get a tax increase if the Republicans have one House because of the pledge to the American people that everyone has taken. That said, there are spending that gets stuck in there. There are trade-offs that happen when one party isn't in complete control. And you need votes from the other party, then there's a messy spending. And because the two parties are so evenly balanced right now, House, Senate, both of them, just a few votes from the majority, the people who tend to like to do spending have, unfortunately, more power than you'd like. It really requires a Republican House and a Republican Senate, not with more than 52 votes. I mean, because you're always going to lose one or two people because of regional things, because Alaska, because something. And that's where we need to do better in those Senate races, and we need to pick up in the House races. Right now, we have 2 years of stop the bleeding / reduce the bleeding as much as possible. There will, in the next 2 years, be no permanent damage to the country. There will be waste a bunch of money here, waste a bunch of money there, but no new program, which is going to grow like Topsy, to sink the whole country in 20 years. That we can say no to over the next 2 years. And in fact, we may get some of the Trump tax cuts made permanent or at least extended out after the first 2 years of Obama. He felt he had to give us a 2-year extension of everything. Now, it's not all phasing out until 25, but there's some reduction in depreciation for businesses that we really need to fix before we get there. So it's going to be an ugly 2 years on spending, and they're just, as long as the Democrats have the presidency, we can't make them do anything because the president can veto stuff. So it's going to be a negotiation, and that is always ugly.
But because of the pledge, we won't have tax increases. So thank you for that, Grover, and Americans for Tax Reform.
Yeah, it's a piece of the puzzle. Big piece, but it's a piece.
Yeah. What would you like to see the Republicans do with the majority in the House?
Well, there are a couple of things. They can do investigations. And one of the challenges is that people tend to get over their ski tips. The Democrats really blew it when they said, we're going to investigate January 6th because we know the following seven things are true. Well, what's the investigation for? And, of course, they refused to interview Nancy Pelosi. We learned not from their investigation but from others that the president called the Pentagon and said, make sure there are enough National Guardsmen available. And the Pentagon called Nancy Pelosi and says, where do you want them deployed? What's the plan? She said, go away, kid, you bother me. They went to the mayor and said, okay, we've got these National Guard. You know, president authorized them because he knew there was a rally. He didn't want anything to get out of control. And then he called the Pentagon twice to say, do you have enough stuff? Do you have enough? Not something you would hear from their investigation. And therefore, everyone kind of knew the investigation was a political thing. I really think it's important for the public to say, we do not know what's on Hunter Biden's laptop completely, okay? So we're going to look. And I tend to think that we have a pretty good idea that what we might find. But don't claim, don't tell ahead of time, we're going to find the following. Because then people go, you know what? You said you were going to find it, and now you said you find it. That's the, you know, we wonder, is that like what the Democrats did? I think if people knew what happened in the IRS, there's a couple of questions. Who leaked the tens of thousands of tax returns, which a left-wing group, ProPublica, printed and shared? Some of, okay, they're using the rest of it to blackmail people, as far as I know. And who leaked that? That's it. The people in the IRS know who did it. And they've done an internal investigation, and they're refusing to let Congress, the Democratic Congress, is not asking very loudly. They've said, oh, what's going on? And when Republicans have asked them in public hearings, they say, we can't tell you because it would make us look bad. That's not a joke. That was the phrase. We cannot tell you because it would make us look bad. We can't give you what we had. We need to find out from the IRS why they've been giving the personal data of conservatives out, why they destroyed 30 million tax documents, 30 million. That's, if you stack them on top of each other, that's two miles high of tax documents in active cases. So if you call the IRS and say, I sent you this and say, oh, we don't have it, it may be one of the 30 million documents that they destroyed. And we only know about this because somebody happened to be walking through their Utah operation and find this out, one of the special investigators. We need to get to the bottom of that. We need to find out what's going on. But you don't start off with, I know what happened, because we don't know what happened. But we need to know what happened. I think it's American people saw the inner workings of this government, and not just the last 2 years, I mean the last 50 years. They would really be unhappy. Then they'll want to impeach people, or they'll want to, you know, do this, that, or the other. Don't tell them ahead of time how mad they're going to be. Just say, let's look. I think a lot of good internal investigations, the kind of management that Biden is not doing. I mean, he should be president. He should be telling the IRS what's going on here. That looks bad. open the books, make everybody tell me, for starters, and then tell the world what actually happened.
So,
the House can do that. Yes.
Have an investigation on the border and then say, look, it's an incompetence here from the top down, so Mayorkas resign or impeach, but do the investigation first, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. I think if you look at all the border questions, why did you do this? When did you do this? Who told you to do that? Show us the memo that said this is what. Who signed the memo? This is when the American people can see their government. This has been one of the most closed, opaque governments in modern history. And you wonder why, because they're hiding certain things that they'd rather not share.
Fascinating. Grover Norquist, with us, founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what taxpayers can expect for the coming tax year. You really can't believe what these 87,000 more IRS agents are going to be doing. It is really unbelievable what changes are coming. So thank you, Biden administration. Grover will chronicle that for you when we come back. Trust me on this one thing. You aren't going to believe what you're being required to do. You just plain won't be able to believe it. Freedom Matters USA Studios bringing you What's on Your Mind today. Short break, back with more with Grover after this timeout on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That you've all been told, and a real famous cat, all dressed up.
Line brought to you by Patriot Mobile from the Freedom Matters USA studios today. By the way, the snow has restarted, just like our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, told us it would. And with the wind, it is a little on the treacherous side out there, and visibilities are being reduced. Plows are still out doing a heck of a job, but no travel advised, as you know, in all of the region due to the winter storm that rolled through. Hey, now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, actually does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Back with more with Grover Norquist, founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. So we have the American Recovery Act that congressional Democrats and President Biden colluded on to create an IRS paperwork nightmare. Tell us how bad it's going to be, Grover.
Well, this is something so bad that when Obama put it in as a quote-unquote pay-for for Obamacare, they had to take it out before it took effect because they realized how badly people would react. What this is they're saying if you work through if you send money or receive money through PayPal or Venmo or HubGrub, but all these different the Facebook marketplace, if you get $600 in the course of a year, you will get the Venmo, for instance, or PayPal will send a note, 1099-K, to the federal government and say, you just got $600 of income. Okay, proof says. Now, you may have taken, you had three kids, the kids are not grown up, you've got all this stuff in the garage from tricycles to clothes to whatnot. Who knows how many thousands of dollars it cost you when you bought it, but you're able to sell it for $1,000. And now you get to prove to the IRS, because the IRS has the paper saying you got $1,000. Venmo said, Venmo was required by the government to report it to the IRS. The IRS says, we have proof here that you got $1,000. We say it's income. Do you have receipts? If you don't, pay the tax on the $1,000. Doesn't matter how much money you lost. You buy a motorcycle 10 years later, you sell it for less than you bought it for. You better have that receipt, because if you get paid through Venmo or PayPal or marketplace, the government has proof that you got the money. Now they can come and ask you, particularly if they don't like you or your politics, they can come and ask you, where are the receipts? And by the way, we think we're going to audit you because you don't have the receipts. So now you can be hit by an audit. This will allow the government to audit just about anybody in the country they don't like. And to give you an idea of who the IRS doesn't like, the IRS union's giving for politics is 100% to Democrats, 100% to Democrats. We have a one-party IRS. That tells you something about how politicized that operation is. Amazing challenge. Half of the IRS agents, by the way, don't come to work anymore. They work from home. They get that put into the contract. It's not just COVID. It's now in the contract. It's not because COVID. It's because we don't want to come into work. You wonder why when you call, maybe 20% of the time they pick up the phone. I have to tell you, I haven't got the 20% pickup, but on average, they claim they're picking up the phone 20% of the time. The rules say they're supposed to be doing about 90, but they don't. They're at home, theoretically, taking a phone call, except when they're not. So this IRS is going to be given all this paperwork that says you got $1,000 in income, and you, if you don't have the receipts, you pay taxes on that. Regardless, you may have lost money on all the old stuff you bought, and now you're selling some of it to clean up the garage. You'd write, you know, notes back from family members back and forth, you know, lending people money, borrowing and returning money. That was a loan. We'll prove it. You know. It is going to be a mess. It is going to be millions, tens of millions of those going out to people. Here's the good news. Carol Miller from West Virginia, the congresswoman, has introduced legislation to delay it for a year. And enough Democrats are scared because they all voted for this. Every Democrat voted for this. Every Republican voted no. if we had a press that was more even-handed, this would be lead of the news every night for the last month. But the word is getting out. People understand that they're going to have this incredible paperwork, and they're going to be responsible for finding receipts or paying taxes or getting audited. And this was such a problem under Obama that they pulled it back. We may have a shot in this big omnibus budget coming up to delay it for a year, which will give us enough time to educate everybody else about it so we can get it killed forever.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. Is it supposed to start January 1st?
This is already. You're going, if this is not passed, if that bill is not passed, this year's taxes, 2022, the ones you have to pay by April, you're going to have to go find those receipts before you can return your taxes. So if they're late getting those 1099-Ks to you, if the IRS is late getting them out, they haven't even finished the regs, by the way. IRS cannot, the Republicans in Congress sent a letter to the IRS saying, here's like 15 questions as to when you owe money, when you don't, when you're going to get a receipt, when you don't. All the obvious ones, and the IRS has been unwilling to answer them yet. That gives you some idea of how unprepared they are to deal with this issue ever, period, and how ridiculous it is. And we need a year. Well, if we can repeal it completely, that would be good. I think the Democrats will give us a year because they don't want to face the wrath of the American people, and they'll probably want to put it off once more till after the 2024 election. But I think in the next year, we will be able to have enough Americans, because you'll be getting these 1099-Ks. They've been, you know, at some point, even if they pass the law that says it's not going to take effect this year, those 1099-Ks are still being shipped out now.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. If I sell a motorcycle that I had, 10 years ago bought for $20,000, and now I sell it for $1,000, chances are I don't have that receipt anymore. How do I go prove what I paid for it before?
Hey, that's your problem. The IRS has a piece of paper that says you got $1,000 to pay taxes. Maybe we audit you if you whine too much. Maybe if you're on a radio show, you get audited.
Well, I can't even believe it, and I just can't even imagine the mountain of paperwork this would cause. I understand the previous threshold for this was $20,000 in 200 transactions. Now it's 600.
Yeah.
So just imagine the threshold, what that unleashes. It's really unbelievable. Grover, thanks for updating us on this and awakening us to what's going to be coming. And until this conversation, I would not have any idea what a 1099-K is when it showed up.
Coming to a place near you soon.
Yeah, Venmo, StubHub, and all those big brothers watching. Grover, thanks for the time. Appreciate all your good work.
You got it.
Americans for Tax Reform, the founder, the president, Grover Norquist, our guest on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, what does the Respect for Marriage Act mean for a potential litigation against you? Next,
you heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bipartisan $858 billion defense policy bill on Thursday that authorizes United States military leaders to purchase new weapons, increase pay for service members, and ends the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The vote was 83-11 to pass the annual National Defense Authorization Act. A series of Twitter accounts belonging to journalists were suspended without notice on Thursday. Elon Musk indicated the accounts violated Twitter's doxing policy. The accounts broke the new rule of real-time location status of any individual. How long the accounts will be suspended was up to his followers on Twitter, as Elon was asking his followers on Twitter to chime in. 7 days seems to be the ban. Harvard University elected the first black president since the school was first founded in 1636. Claudine Gay will serve as the 30th president of Harvard University. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Weather's getting cold again. The leaves are falling off the tree.
If you're in panic mode over what to get for Christmas for all those names on your list, I have a perfect solution for you. Right now, today, you go to MyPillow.com and browse. By the way, the sleepwear is really, really nice. Really nice. But no matter what you need, towels, sheets, there is a whole host of items at mystore.com. The coffee is fantastic. It's really good. So a lot of great solutions for you to check out. MyPillow.com, mystore.com, and if you use the promo code Scott, you get the best deal. The best deal. MyStore.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Our next guest is Erica Ahern. She is a staff writer with Catholic Vote and co-host of the Loopcast. And Erica, I saw something in an email. I get the Catholic Vote email updates recently.
Awesome.
And I learned some things in there that I didn't have any idea were part of the Respect for Marriage Act. That was this gung-ho, even, I dare say, bipartisan. I don't know where it came from. This is like all of a sudden, oh, we're going to hear in the lame duck vote for this. What's the fire here, right? What are we fixing? I didn't know that. But what I did read from you and others at Catholic Vote is this unleashes a new round of legal attacks from activists, make it a lot easier, allows it, on faith-based organizations and conscientious citizens who simply believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Tell me more. What do I need to know about this law and what will happen now?
Yeah, sure. So the basics are, you know, the law came about, this bill, it's been in the works since July. So it was a reaction to the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade. And in his concurring opinion to the Dobbs decision, Justice Clarence Thomas made a suggestion that now all cases from the Supreme Court that rested on this principle called substantive due process need to be reexamined, and this includes Obergefell, which your listeners probably remember. Obergefell was a Supreme Court decision during the Obama administration, which federalized or made legal in all 50 states so-called same-sex marriage. And this sets off a firestorm, right? His comment that now we somehow are in a country where at any moment people who are of the same sex, who are in a committed relationship, are going to be persecuted. So we've got to pass this bill. And what it does is not so much create any new rights or any new threats It just codifies Obergefell, I guess, is the simplest way to explain it, which means that now, in addition to a Supreme Court case which says all 50 states have to recognize whatever they say marriage is, now it's also a bill, or it's law. And what this does is it enhances the arsenal, if you will, in leftist attacks on individuals, on charities, and on businesses that, as you say, hold as their sincere religious belief that marriage is between one man and one woman for the sake of raising children. So it's really just sort of an enhancing of that power for individuals, for couples to bring lawsuits against these organizations or even individuals, as we saw following Obergefell, right? And I'm sure everyone remembers the case of the Masterpiece Cake Shop, the baker in Colorado, Jack Phillips, who designed wedding cakes. A same-sex couple comes in, says, you have to design this cake to celebrate our quote-unquote wedding. And he says, you know, I'm willing to sell you a cake, but I'm not going to design to celebrate something that I don't agree with as my sincerely held religious beliefs. He's been in court ever since, right? And he won at the Supreme Court once. He's going back again because someone else came up and sued him again. So this kind of thing, unfortunately, what happened last week or this week when the president signed the Respect for Marriage Act to great fanfare on the South Lawn of the White House, we're just going to see more of that. And like I said, it's just one more arrow in their quiver. And just not a great direction to see the country going, unfortunately.
You know, what concerns me is the details here, because, it's America. If somebody chooses to marry someone of the same sex or whatever, but, you know, love is love, however they want to, you know, describe it, so be it. You know, no harm, no foul. It's their call. It's in the United States of America. But this idea that somehow a law can now be used as a weapon, and all of a sudden, a Catholic school, for instance, is a target, mm-hmm. because they don't agree, or a business doesn't agree, like you said in the example you used. So, what's the remedy there?
What is the remedy? Well, unfortunately, at this point, it's going to be much more difficult to have a remedy. And just to touch on what you said a little bit. With, you know, no harm, no foul, let them do their thing. That's how this all started. If you think back to the trajectory that led us to this moment this week with Biden, first back in the 2000s, it was this push for civil unions. And like, all we want is civil unions. All we want is for same-sex couples to be able to be at the bedside, et cetera, have next of kin legal status. And conservatives said, okay, why not? We'll give them that. Then it's Obergefell, right? And there's just, we just want love is love. We just want you to allow us to be with the person we love. Now, though, if you look at who is standing behind the president on the South Lawn of the White House, I think what the messaging there was that this is not the end. This is not gay couples have now achieved something and we're done. We've won the fight. The president said in his remarks, this is one step towards equality. In other words, in his mind, in the mind of the leftist machine, they haven't achieved it yet. The battle's not over. There's more. They're going to keep pushing. And behind him were standing drag queens who push kink on small children. Behind him were standing activists who not only say, you have to let gay people marry, but you will be forced to celebrate their marriage. Your children in the public schools, your taxes will go to paying to indoctrinate your children that this is what marriage is. So it's much more aggressive than just let them do their thing, love is love. And it's important for Americans to recognize what the trajectory has been and where it's going. Now, in terms of the remedy, it is possible, and, you know, we have some signs of hope as Jack Phillips won his court case. Then he went back to Colorado, of course, and they sued him again. But the Supreme Court seems to be holding a hard line to religious freedom exemptions from these sorts of laws for people of sincere religious beliefs and religious institutions. And so we could hope, especially with there was recently a free speech case with 303 Creative before the Supreme Court. We're hoping for it to go our way and that the court will say, no, the state cannot compel you to approve same-sex marriage. They can't compel you to create these messages. We're hoping for a good outcome there, given the makeup of the court. And so that's really the best we can hope for right now is that the lawsuits will go in our favor. But just to point out again, that is not really, it's not really a remedy, because what it's saying is, okay, then everyone needs to obey this law of tolerance and equality. Except for these crazy religious people, we will give them an exemption because of their bigoted beliefs, which are sincere, and sort of marginalize them into this group of people who don't have to obey these particular laws. And that's not American either, right? Religious people, we're not just religious on Sunday when we're at Mass if we're Catholic, or if we're Jewish when we're at synagogue on Saturday. But our religious belief informs every aspect of our lives. So what we need to be pushing for is a remedy that doesn't just relegate us to this sort of exemption status because of our weird beliefs, but that actually invites us back into the mainstream of civil society to uphold our sincere beliefs about the fact that a man and a woman are the only coupling that can produce the next generation of America.
I want to play you a clip from a conversation we had yesterday with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who voted in favor of this and was asked a question of why he voted in favor of it. Listen for his answer.
I voted for it twice. Scott, you and I have talked about it. It doesn't change the law currently. What it really does is it allows each state to have full faith and credit. If you believe in states' rights, you believe in full faith and credit, and you have to have the ability to have a contract in one state, whether it's a marriage contract or anything else, valid in another state. If Obergefell would ever get overturned, North Dakota's ban would go back into effect. It doesn't affect any of those things. It just simply says you have to recognize a marriage license from another state.
There's a fair amount of concern recently about it, in that it will prompt a number of lawsuits and allows a lot of different for instance, going to a particular business and saying, no, you must recognize this particular marriage. I've heard other people say, you know, interracial marriage, we've had that for, you know, nobody's complained about that for 50 years. It's not an issue. Same with same-sex marriage. We don't disagree. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, the same argument would have been made for Roe. Instead of the Democrats trying to actually codify Roe because it was a Supreme Court decision, they managed to fundraise off of it. Court-made law is not the right way to do it. Once you do those things, move forward. With regards to the lawsuits, I've read Obergefell. I've read Masterpiece. There's a case up there right now. Keep in mind, both those cases were decided in a less conservative court than this one. Not from a political standpoint or anything, but from a legal standpoint, I think those arguments are misguided. I think Supreme Court law is very clear on that.
All right. What do you say to that?
Sure. I mean, a couple of things there. In terms of his first argument, he's arguing that, this is just like any other contract or license that the states are going to have to recognize from other states. I think his mistake is that a marriage license and the state supporting a marriage is not the same thing as a driver's license or license to do business. Marriage is the bedrock of human society. It's prior to the government. It's not a right that's granted to us by the government, but it's something that belongs to us prior to any government on earth, any state on earth. It's not something the state can give and take away or change. And when a state privileges the marriage between a man and a woman for the sake of children, that teaches the civilization something. That teaches something about what it means to be human, about where we come from, about what's the best way for a child to grow up. And when the state does away with that privileging and says, you know, marriage is just about how you love someone, and when you stop loving someone, you can stop being married, it takes away all of that meaning from marriage itself. So I think that's his first mistake, is conflating what the law teaches about marriage and what the law is doing when it grants a driver's license. The second thing...
On the second point, Erica, if you would, we'll pick that up after the break. So just to...
Sure.
Don't touch that dial. Hold that thought, if you will. Catholic Vote staff writer and co-host of LoopCast, Erica Ahern, is with us today. We're talking about the recently passed so-called Respect for Marriage Act, and what that could mean in the way of possibilities. And by the way, there was amendments offered that would have fixed a lot of the bad stuff, and they were denied.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To know if this is true, so Kev, time for a little research.
All right.
Says, I read yesterday that Puerto Rico is discussing and will be voting on becoming a state.
Yes, that is true. They are pushing for that.
Do you have any information in regards to that subject in Puerto Rico? So that's happening?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. What I've initially seen, got a few texts on it, and yeah.
This could have interesting political ramifications.
Well, of course. You got to, you know. Expand those districts.
Right.
Get more voters.
All right. We got you an answer there. Thanks for listening. Let me tell you a little bit about PetroServe USA and home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. On a Friday, you know, the blizzard action. I keep calling it a blizzard. It wasn't a blizzard. Winter storm. Winding down a little bit, although still don't travel advised. Still a little bit of snow out there. But if you want A little comfort food today. Sloppy Joe's might be just the thing. Find those in Harwood. PetroServe USA. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork on 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna downtown on MP Avenue. Stuffed green peppers in Glendon. Meatballs in Yulin. Chicken fettuccine on 45th. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. You're going to love it. Trust me on this one thing. 10 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation about the Respect for Marriage Act, Erica Ahern is the Catholic Vote staff writer and co-host of the Loopcast, and we're talking a little bit about it. I played you a clip before the break of Congressman Kelly Armstrong and his reasons for supporting it. You had a second point you wanted to make about disagreeing with Kelly on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, with all due respect to Mr. Armstrong. So his second point was that, you know, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, has come down with decisions that have been in favor of religious freedom, religious liberty, free speech, et cetera. And that is true. And those have been good decisions in Masterpiece Cake Shop for individuals who object to same-sex marriage on religious grounds. And the court saying to states like Colorado, which is crazy, saying to Colorado, you can't, you know, walk all over him and he can't be forced to make these messages. So my point there is, while we are glad that these have been good rulings, at the same time, once an individual, because of their religious beliefs, is forced to go through years and years of legal battle, once the law is such that it invites this kind of targeted lawsuit, you've already lost. I mean, you think of the years and the hours and the money that it costs a small business to defend itself. How many people just fold? How many people just choose to violate their own conscience and live with that rather than do what Jack Phillips did or what Lori Smith of 303 Creative is doing right now at the Supreme Court? So living in a society where we're like, well, the courts will take care of it, that's not enough. It is not good enough. And to the point that you made at the same time right before, there were religious freedom amendments promoted by some Republicans before the vote, including, you know, hats off to Senator Mike Lee from Utah. He spoke very eloquently on the floor, and I would encourage all of your listeners who care about religious freedom to go look that speech up in the argument, the debate before the vote. He spoke very eloquently about the need for strong religious protections, and he said, you know, if you feel that this bill doesn't need this strong amendment, why not vote for it anyway? Why not reassure Americans of faith that they will be protected and cast your vote for this amendment? They completely passed over it. So, you know, when we're like, well, the court will take care of it, to me, as, you know, a middle-class American who's struggling financially, I'm like, there's no way I could battle this through court.
And by the way, who did you say gave that speech? Did you suggest that people listen to?
Yeah, so that's Senator Mike Lee. He's a Republican from Utah, and it was the Lee Amendment that was put forward as an addendum to the Respect for Marriage Act, the so-called Respect for Marriage Act.
Yeah. And again, let's see, every Democrat in the Senate supported this, no surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
12 Republicans in the Senate. In the House, 89 Catholics, 74
yeah.
Democrats, and 15 Republicans voted to redefine marriage and expose the
mm-hmm.
religious organizations to this flood of lawsuits that you've been talking about here today. So,
it was disappointing.
Yeah, there's a lot of support for it there. So, you know, mm-hmm. my big concern here is that it passed something that they claim is harmless, and mm-hmm. what you've described today is it's anything but harmless, and that the real work and the tough work is going to come now, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think in addition to the lawsuit threat, there's also a lot of signaling coming on that this is going to be used as a weapon against organizations that are charities, that are nonprofit, as a way to scrutinize their 501c3 status. So we've already seen this happen in Philadelphia with the Catholic Charities Foster and Adoption Agencies, Jewish hospitals, Jewish universities. And in his remarks at the signing, President Biden stated that the Respect for Marriage Act shows compelling government interest in enforcing same-sex marriage around the country. And what compelling government interest means for your listeners, of kind of legal speak, is a signal that we're going to use this to put under strict scrutiny. It's a test by which the courts will exercise a judicial review of the rights found in the First Amendment and how they apply to organizations.
I'll say it a little differently. That means the long arm of the law is coming, and now they have the tool.
That's right. That's how I should say it, too. I'll give you the lawyer speak, and you translate for me.
A listener says that the Disrespect for Marriage Act allows for the violation of First Amendment rights, and I sincerely hope churches band together and bring a lawsuit against the government, which would hopefully make it to the Supreme Court. And today you heard one church's concerns about it, so I would agree with the texter. Thank you so much for the conversation today, Erica. Really appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.